In Parshas Vayikra, the Torah introduces karbanos and describes different sacrifices and offerings brought for by different people at different times for different reasons. The Torah tells us in chapter 4, Asher nasiyachta, if a prince, a king, a leader sins, and the language asher is a strange language. It sounds, according to one reading, it sounds like as if like that's what happened. That's what happens, right? Not if the king will sin, but when the king sins. Why would that be? Why would the Torah present that? Use that language. And one idea given is because people who have so much confidence and are so much power are so easily can so easily misstep and make a mistake, right? And that is the reason why it's almost like it's expected at some point someone with so much power is going to make a mistake. This is something which is cause, it creates cause for care and to be careful for anyone who is very responsible and is very powerful and is very important. They have to be so careful. At the same time, the flip side of that is, in order to be a leader, right, one has to make decisions, and that's an opportunity and indeed a responsibility that is set to the task of being great. Someone who's being great needs to be prepared to do it, to make decisions and assert their authority. Sometimes that comes with mistakes, and incredibly, so be it. So be it. If part of being great means you're responsible and you have to make decisions and sometimes you make a mistake, well, that's part of being great. There are four people who the Torah describes, who Chazal described, people who never sinned. One is the father of King David. One is the son of King David. One is the father of Moshe Rabbeinu. And one is Binyamin. And what's so interesting is that Moshe, the greatest leader ever, is not on that list. King David, one of the greatest leaders ever, is not on that list. In other words, King David's father and son, one of his sons, named Kilav, and his father, Yishai, were super great, never ever sinned. At the same time, they never behaved with the same leadership role. They never did accomplish the same great things, acts of leadership for the Jewish people like King David did. And so ironically, King David, who sinned more than once, he's imperfect, but he's a great leader. His father and son, who never sinned, were not as great leaders. So, like I said, there's a flip side. So, indeed, chances are, if you're going to be a great leader, you're going to make a mistake. One final interpretation, which is Rashi's reading, and that is, Asher Nasi is a totally different spin, which he brings from Chazal, that Asher is the language of Ashrei. Ashrei means praised. Now this would seem to read, praise is the king who sins. Well, that cannot be. So the way Rashi interprets this is, praised is the king who sins and repents. Praised is the king who sins and offers a sacrifice. Meaning, in so much of the world, absolute power corrupts. And the greater and more powerful a person is, a leader is, the greater the chances they're going to make, the greater they are, the less of a chance that they're going to take responsibility for anything they do, right? And have to make mistakes and apologize and correct their flaws. I mean, right? There's no democracy here. Everyone does whatever they want. If I'm the most important guy, the most powerful guy, I do what I feel like. The concept of subjecting the ultimate authority to law is a revolutionary concept, right? That the Torah presents that even the king is subject to the laws of the King of Kings. Praised, says Rashi, right? Explaining our verse, Asher Nasi Yechta, praised, how wonderful, how amazing a society where even the greatest kings, when they make a mistake, they are held accountable, right? And they must repent and fix their ways. Indeed, this is something that the Jewish people have taught the world, and the world is slowly beginning to learn. Shabbat Shalom.